Speaker 1. Dan.
Yeah, I use social media. Everyone I know does. It's got its critics, and they do have a point about how powerful it has become. But for me, it was a real lifesaver. When my girlfriend split up with me, it hit me really hard. I don't think I'd have got through it without social media. There were people there who'd been through the same trauma, and they were there for me. And it's not just friends, although I'm convinced that we learn things about each other online that we'd never reveal face to face. One of the most kind and helpful people on there I've never actually met in real life. One day we'll get together, I hope.
Speaker 2. Susie.
I have a love-hate relationship with social media, to be honest. As a photographer, it's pretty indispensable to me. Most of the work I get is through word-of-mouth referrals, but I do also get a lot of bookings from people who see my work online. And it serves as a handy place for prospective customers to visit, to see if they like what I've done. I have a lot of friends on social media too, and I follow a lot of other photographers. It's usually fun, but when things go wrong, it can be hell. When someone mentions politics and someone else gets mad and the whole thing blows up into an angry clown show, that's when you know you have to take a break.
Speaker 3. Joel.
I draw comics as a hobby. I'll never make any money out of it. I just do it for fun and giggles. Social media is a good way to show the world what you've got. I don't have many followers. There's about 500 regulars. But occasionally, I post a comic that almost goes viral. Say it gets liked by someone with thousands of followers. Not gonna lie, that can be a mixed blessing. Obviously, it's great to reach a wider audience, but you do get the trolls who couldn't care less about you. They just want to show off and make you feel bad about yourself. I like to think I'm pretty resilient, but people can be cruel and can really take the wind out of your sails sometimes.
Speaker 4. Sasha.
I've grown up with social media, and it's hard to imagine life without it. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I don't know how people coped without it in the past. It widens your horizons. When my grandparents were young, they never had the chance to talk to someone on the other side of the world. They'd have to write a letter, and it would be addressed to a specific person. I get people from all over responding to my posts. I kind of take it for granted, but it's huge. Admittedly, my screen time app does usually show that my usage levels are on the high side, but what can I say? I enjoy the interaction.
Speaker 5. Max.
To me, the most remarkable thing about it is its ubiquity. I mean, I try to ration myself, but even when I'm not on it, I'm often thinking about something I've read or an exchange I've had. Social media has simply become part of the fabric of modern life. A tweet can be front page news. And while there are certainly upsides, there are downsides too. I don't subscribe to the theory that it's killing conversation. It's just moving conversations onto a different platform. But research shows that people who use social media more than average also exercise less, and that's got to have a knock-on effect. We don't want to turn into a nation of slobs stuck to our screens.
Speaker 6. Olivia.
I'm against it. My friends make fun of me, but I honestly believe that it does more harm than good. I much prefer to communicate face-to-face in the real world, and social media actually prevents that. Go to any cafe where young people are, and you'll see them sitting around the table with their faces in their phones. Occasionally, one will look up and say something, but more often than not, they just want to show them something on their screen. They hardly talk. I admit, I do have a private account, which I use for my studies, but it's a very exclusive group I belong to. Only for people interested in the subject at hand. Not just any old Tom, Dick, and Harry posting photos of their cat.